What's up, everybody? This is Matt LeBlanc Jr., Famous Matt, Talk Show 24/7 podcast, radio, and videos. Also a part of Diamond TV One. You can check that out on Facebook and other links that I am working on. This is an important topic. I mean, super important topic because I'm not the only one living this topic. And this has to be discussed. Since I am a podcast host, and you need to know the truth about me, and to know that because I have a lot of people that I'm counterfeit, and that I guess I'm just about talk, and I'm not about action. So this is going to be an exciting podcast. So everybody just set back. Grown men still living with their parents. Yes, that is a torture that I've been suffering. That is a torture. So let's get into it. Let's go get to my ad real quick.
Looking and everything in the house.
Now, let's get into the topic of today, and the topic is still living with your parents, grown. Now, I understand if you're living with your parents in your 20s, and even if you're in your 30s, but I am 42 years old, and it's a torture right now, waking up on my mom's couch, and it's a torture because I have kids that need my help, and they need to be on my couch, and I need to be, you know, in my own bedroom. So this is an important lesson. Now, if you know, if it works out for you being with your mom and dad, whatever, if it works out for you, cool. It's a torture for me. I just had my place 2021. I liked it where I can play my music loud as I want to. Now I have to, you know, you don't have to tell somebody to tell you to turn it down. That's the worst feeling in the world when you're in a zone playing your music and your mom or your dad, somebody tell you turn it down. You're too grown to be hearing that, but you're too grown to be in your mama house. And that's me. That's where I'm at right now. Like, and it's a torture. It's a torture. I know a lot of people are not going to agree. I'm never moving out of my parents' house. I like being in there, and that's you. I'm 42 years old. I'm doing this a podcast, and I have a lot of other stuff that I do. And when I step out the door, I am looked upon as a counterfeit. I'm looked upon as a fake, as a fraud. Doesn't have nothing to do with personal lifestyle. Sometimes when you think people is triggering you about that, because people have an overall picture of you. So me, you know, trying to have a clothes brand, made over 16 pair of shoes, made over 125 different designs, have a podcast you've been doing for about 5 years. That stuff doesn't matter when people drive by, see you in your mama house. You know, I just recently finished, went and did about 9 months of truck driving school, and then drove over the road. Well, I did about 6 months of training, and then went over the road. And I just couldn't, stressed out because I have my own kids, and you know, just the daughter and mother wasn't working out. My son, you know, he don't call. He don't really. I one thing I can say about my oldest son, he don't really put his stress too much on me. He'll try to handle it himself. And for the most part, I guess, you know, all kids will start doing that too. My other son, he's good. My youngest son. It's just me. It's just me, too damn grown, in your mama house. It's just me. I'm the problem. You know, I'm the issue. And it's like I'm praying to God, get me out of my mom house so that I can visit like a normal adult. Why is I'm being attacked by my finances? Just a few weeks ago, my daughter's 17 years old. Why is a child support person trying to knock on your mama's door, trying to serve you child support papers? And your daughter is 17. My other son is 22. So this could tell you that we're in a spiritual world where spiritual principalities of darkness or heaven is either coming towards you. And I have more of darkness coming towards me. I have more plots and schemes coming towards me. I have more people hate me than like me. I have more people talk about me than lift me up behind my back. I'm pretty much sure. I have a whole city of people that they would love to see me get ran over and I'm broadcasted on the news. They probably throw a barbecue that day. Try to make it to where I pass away and become a holiday. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I just need to try to be the best and try to make the best out of my life before my life is over with. Because whatever somebody else got to say about me while I'm dead and gone, I'm not going to be worried about it. I'm not going to be worried about it. Can everybody clap their hands on that part? Do you understand that part? I know you understand that part. Yeah. And another thing, when I was, before I went to truck driving school, for some reason, I know I bought me an AC unit, and I used to put it in my back seat and just take a extension cord and plug it up. Well, me being who I am, such this miraculous person, but I have this one big issue. I don't have a roof over my head once again. No, yeah, go ahead and clap. I don't have a roof over my head once again. So I could count the cars that would drive by while I'm trying to get used to being inside of something because they didn't know I was praying to go to truck driving school. And, you would have to learn how to be in a truck all the time. So I said, the best thing to do is train yourself to be inside of something all the time. So I'm getting laughed at by my son. I'm getting laughed at by my brother sometimes, probably. I'm getting laughed at by everybody, including people that don't even know me, sitting in my car trying to train myself to be better in life for something. And this is what I've went through. Like I said, but you're supposed to keep your enemies closer. Your friends, be friends. So I have more closer enemies than friends. So that's not a bad thing. You want to see what your enemies up to. You want to see what people that talk about you all the time is up to. So yeah. It's funny, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And for the most part, I haven't seen really people taking pictures. Maybe they got smart of taking it in a way where I can't see them taking it. But I don't care. Take pictures. That's why I don't want to drive anything right now. I want to drive something where I'm working hard for what I want in life. And working hard to show that I know I am that person that I claim to be, but I have to bring it into reality because right now I look like just a person that's sleeping on your mom's couch. It doesn't matter if I'm giving her $500, $600, $300, $200. I'm still under a roof where I don't need to be. I need to be in my own place. Now, like I said, if it works out for you and you in a comfort zone with that and you cool with that, then I'm not knocking you. I'm talking about me. This podcast, sometime majority, I will always point the finger at me and talk about my downfalls and my mistakes and failures so that you don't make the same mistake. If you're single with no kids, there's no way you should be at your mom's house, in your 40s, 50s. You don't have kids. I have three kids, and I'm paying child support on one. I was paying on two at one time. And, without a trade, without school, and that's why that's why the devil loves to get kids young like me not to finish school. Because if he can get them not to finish school, they still going to have to go through life mingling and talking to people, end up talking to girls. Now you got a girl pregnant. Guess what? You ain't got no education, so now you finna have a life of struggle. Now you got a kid in this world you can't take care of. Oh, now we're going to throw some child support on you. So now even if you do get a job and start making money, we finna take half of that check. An $800 check turn into a $400 check. So, You can't pay no bills on child support. And that I'm still on child support. I'm 42 years old. I have not never been off of child. I've been on child support maybe for a few years, maybe 2 years or 3 years to the most in my lifespan when I had custody, and then they went back. Soon they went back, papers back in the mail, back on child support. Last relationship, I kept telling her I want to be single. I'm not happy. I know you ain't, and bam, soon I left, child support papers was in the mail, which is understandable because if females listening right now, they're gonna say, well, you deserve to be on child support. The mother's taking care of the kids. You need, well, I'm the type that wanted to have a place where my kids would live with me. Stupid. I didn't want my kids staying with the mother. I wanted to have a place so my kids can live with me, so I don't have to be on child support. Do you get that through your head? So it's crazy, how people perceive you as nothing when you're trying to be something in life. But so I only have 50 something minutes left on here. Not 50 something, about 3 minutes left, but we're gonna go ahead and stop this one. 11 minutes. Well, we'll finish out 3 more minutes. So I'm reading this study right now. I'm reading this right here, and this is a Q-U-O-R-A. And is it normal for adults to live with their parents? When the shares 25 to 34 who live with their parents reach historic heights in 2020. And service figures show that 22% of men and 13.4% of women still live with their parents. The number has retreat since then. It's 2023. So now, not by far, 2029, 19% of men and 12% of women in the ages of 25 to 34 demographically cohabit with their parents. And I'm 42. So that makes me the laughing stock of the universe. And I have to accept that. And that's why I'm praying to God to open up doors and get me out of my mom's house, get me off this couch. I call myself going to go to truck driving school and come back financially set up, not come back diagnosed with diabetes. That's another podcast that I'm gonna talk to y'all about. But that's a blessing because you gotta learn how to work on your food, diet, and eating and stuff like that. That's cool. But the whole goal was to come back and be accomplished, doing something. Not come back, be on the couch, because I already knew I was coming back to my haters. I already knew I was coming back to critics. I know I was coming back to people that think you a failure. So you trying to come back to show people that I'm not a failure. I don't care what you think of me or what you seen, what you heard. And so I need God to help show this in 3D to people. It's a difference between feeling something inside and showing something on the outside. I have to show me financially set up. I have to show that God really blesses those who love him. I need that shown. Right now, it looks like I just look like a complete idiot. So I can deal with that. I got to live with that, y'all. Y'all have a great day. This is Matt LeBlanc Jr. Famous Matt Talk Show 24/7 podcast, radio, and videos. Diamond TV One. I don't know if I'm speaking your lingo tango, but here it is. I forgot to say that the first time. Yes, that we are part of Lingo Tango, Diamond TV One. This is Famous Matt Talk Show 24/7 podcast, radio, and videos. I will see you next episode. What do you think about this episode? What do you think about grown men, grown females staying with their parents? Do some people care? Do some people don't? I know I care. It's a torture to me. Hey, I will see y'all next episode. This episode is free.